Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, for the next 30 minutes or so, we're joined by Cindy Sheehan. I asked her to check in with us once a month or so with her historic campaign against the treacherous Nancy Pelosi. It is treacherous to claim that she was with anti-war, pro-peace people, folks that are against murder. It's treacherous to then get into power and enthusiastically actually expand the war and cheerlead for it. And you've got 90-plus percent in polls in the San Francisco Bay Area, the district she's in, against the war. They want it over now. But Pelosi ignores that. So if Cindy Sheehan doesn't win, we know something's rotten in the state of Denmark. We got 50-something days till the election. Here's your chance to get in there, to canvass, to donate, to help Cindy Sheehan as she runs against Nancy Pelosi. This is what we need to see from people out there. And she's here to talk about the economy, the war. She just gets better and better in the speech I saw her give out in Denver. It was just really powerful. She talked about the two parties, the twins. And she is now with us for the next 30 minutes. Cindy Sheehan, good to have you here.
You again.
Well, it's good to have you here with us. There's so much to talk about, but how about instead of me throwing questions at you, talk about what you think's most important right now. What's on your mind?
Well, these past days, I've been really sorry that I didn't major in economics. So I've been trying to really focus on that and try to get a handle on what's happening. And I know what the government is doing is not the best correction for what's happening with our economy collapsing. And I think that, you know, the major issue around the whole economy is, and people don't acknowledge this, so you don't see anybody in mainstream America on the news or our candidates for president and the two major parties, which I call the monopoly now. I used to call it a duopoly, but why even pretend that it's, you know, there's any difference in it. But they don't talk about how our military economy is collapsing this country like it collapsed all other empires before it. And they're not talking about decreasing military spending or bringing our troops home from Iraq or Afghanistan or closing our bases around the world, which are just basic imperialism. They're talking about, you know, bailouts and, you know, stimulus and all these Keynesian things that haven't worked for a long time because they're designed to make the rich richer and disappear our middle class.
Well, you're right. In fact, they're saying they're going to continue all the exact same policies and then bail out. And they really designed all this. We have their documents, Cindy, designed this to fully implode the economy. Basically, the military-industrial complex is just eating the country. They do what they do everywhere else. They are eating their own. They're engaged in cannibalism or strip mining, and they're imploding the economy so they can, quote, have the taxpayers bail them out. But really, that's just so bigger banks can gobble up smaller banks.
Well, you know, absolutely. And I just don't understand how people think that continuing failed policies is going to make a correction in the economy. And instead of blaming Republicans or instead of blaming George Bush or whoever, you know, we can go all the way back to the Clinton administration for, you know, a majority of what's happening today. But we really need to get down to business, and we don't need false hope or you know, false change. We need a leader who will actually identify the problem and say that we're in deep trouble.
And something beautiful happened. I want to talk to you about this after the break. Ron Paul, Ralph Nader, Dennis Kucinich, all together saying this, what you just said, what you've been saying. We don't need false change. We need real change in truly diverse political movements that are huge coming together. They need to get behind Cindy Sheehan, and they are behind Cindy Sheehan. Cindy, stay there. We'll be back in just 3 minutes.
All righty.
Stay with us.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
It's not who votes that counts, it's who counts the votes.
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
For a limited time, go to LibertyStickers.com and receive a free Ron Paul bumper sticker with any purchase by entering the coupon code GCN. LibertyStickers.com is the place to go for custom stickers for your business or your political campaign. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, going right back to Cindy Sheehan, who's running for Congress against the traitor Nancy Pelosi. And it's almost even worse than being George Bush. You know, he's a warmonger. We know what he stands for. He didn't lie, say he didn't want foreign entanglements like Clinton had done. But then went forward. But Pelosi saying, send me there, I'll end the war. Make me the Speaker of the House. And we know what she did. So we're talking about real change, not fake change. And we saw that in the press conference last week with Ralph Nader, Ron Paul, Dennis Kucinich, and others. Incredible unity. Cindy, please continue.
Well, you know, I was in Norway last week when they did that press conference. And I think that it's really important to support third-party or independent candidates. I could really just walk into this office here in San Francisco if I would just endorse Barack Obama, but I'm not going to sell out my principles, and I'm not going to sell out humanity to endorse somebody who I don't think will be good for the country or good for the world or really have any policies that differ from McPalin or the Bush administration. So I think that it was very important. It was very historic for the candidates and for Ron Paul to buck his party and say, I'm not going to endorse a Republican. And, of course, I absolutely agree with them 100%.
It's beautiful to see this happening. But break that down for listeners. If you endorse Barack Obama, the party, I guess, locally has let you know that they might even let you take Pelosi's seat or not try to block you, then it'd be a shoo-in. Because you're very, very popular. especially with people in the San Francisco area, but all across the country. But you can't support Obama because then you'd be compromised. He is supporting expanding the war, continuing the conflict.
Well, you know, not only that, he is just a very conservative Democrat, and there's not very many things that he differs with on McCain. And, yes, I have had pressure from even people on my own staff to come out and endorse Obama. And I'm not like Obama. I don't pander to people, and I don't change what I know is right in my heart to get votes or to get money or to go forward. If win or lose on November 4th, I'm going to win or lose with my integrity intact. And then we can, like, you know, just like Ron Paul, I don't agree with everything he says, but, you know, he is a man of integrity and principle, and he won't sell out his principles for votes for money. And how successful was he in raising money and raising awareness over the primary season? So I think that people recognize and they want leadership. They want leadership with integrity, and they want leadership with courage.
Well, I want to bring up a tough subject. I was out in the countryside over the weekend visiting family, and some family was visiting, and they were some family was visiting family that I was visiting. We're sitting around the dinner table, and one of them was aware that I like you and have interviewed you. And it's a, you know, a military family. Most of them are in the military. And he said, well, that Sheehan lady, you know, she's got a right to say what she wants, but what she did is make her son's death count for nothing. She's taken, you know, away the sacrifice he made. And I just said, no, I don't want to speak for her, but I would imagine that she would say that I'm trying to stop other people's sons and daughters from needlessly being killed. And instead of him dying for a lie, dying, you know, in a fraud, I am, you know, making his memory stand out as a testament to the crimes that have been committed so that his life does mean something, and so that he didn't die for a lie that, by the way, he didn't support and wrote to you in letters. Now, is that accurate? And I'm sure you can add something to it.
Well, that's 100% accurate. You know, George Bush is the one who has abused our military and sent people over to die for lies, to kill innocent people for lies, to destroy a country for lies, or to be wounded for lies and deception. And, you know, it's not a reflection on Casey or the military. It's a reflection on the leadership that have done this. And I believe that Casey did die for nothing. You know, he died. He was killed by an Iraqi insurgent who wanted Casey out of his country. And I don't blame that Iraqi insurgent. I blame the system who sent Casey and his comrades to Iraq for no reason except for profit and imperial greed. So, you know, you answered it absolutely correct. And the reason I fight so hard is to make Casey's death count for something positive, but also for, you know, our children and grandchildren. So they won't have to go through this. Now, I'll be damned if I let the neocon elite, which Nancy Pelosi is part of that, send our country, or neoliberal, I think her and Obama's views would be more like neoliberal, allow them to take our country to a path of total destruction. I have a grandson now. He's 4 months old. Every time I look at him, my fire is fanned even more because I don't want him to grow up in the same kind of country that Casey grew up.
Well, how do we ever? Absolutely. How do we ever get to the point where you're not supposed to question the government? You're not supposed to be involved. And we all know the greatest expression of patriotism is to engage in dissent. I mean, the vast majority of us are against the war. We were taken there over a lie, and they somehow, a million plus Iraqis are dead. This is an incredible Nazi level crime.
Right.
And then they just turn it around and say, "Oh, you hate America." You know, I mean, this is incredible.
Well, it's an absolute genocide, and the America that they love is an America that tortures people, imprisons people without, you know, habeas corpus, which has been a basic right for centuries. This is a country that spies on people without warrants. This is a country that is impoverishing people to increase the wealth and the bottom line of the 1% of this country. And, you know, if this is the country that they love, then their values are seriously messed up.
Well, it certainly is. In fact, I mean, it's so asinine. The lie is so big, it's hard to even articulate it. I mean, to be butchering and systematically dismantling the entire Bill of Rights, the Constitution, everything good about this nation, everything that made us great, not that we've ever been perfect, but better than most, and then to claim that they're doing it for America. This is just more dirt if we don't have our morals. And we've had our name destroyed worldwide, and then we're trying to salvage some of America, and then they tell us we hate America because we love freedom and liberty and not attacking innocent countries and not killing 1,200,000 Iraqis in the last 6 years and not torturing children and raping and the rape. I mean, and the White House memos about torturing children. They're saying we're bad because we're against that. It's just, it's so over the top.
Well, I think it's because we recognize that, you know, the humanity and love for humanity aren't just contained within the borders of the United States, that, you know, people in Iraq and Afghanistan and wherever, they deserve and they want security and peace and prosperity as much as Americans want for their children. And so that somehow makes us anti-American because we're pro-humanity. But the real true values of this country are the values that we are fighting for, to not disappear, not be forgotten, not be shoved down the memory hole of this, you know, neocon ruling elite. And as long as we're alive, that's not going to happen. But they're trying to shut us up. They're trying to keep us out. And we appreciate your show and other shows that are independent from the mainstream because, you know, the mainstream media and the corporate media here are really trying to shut us out, to not allow us to present our vision because our vision is so alternative.
Well, that brings
me,
exactly, that brings me to another issue, and I want to plug the campaign, the different ways folks can get involved, but the inventor of the Internet over in England and others are calling for basically restricting it, certifying websites, Internet to governments, are, you know, the newspapers are imploding, TV ratings are plunging, alternative media is surging, and the mainstream has been discredited, and they're angry at us, the alternative. They discredited themselves, and so they're not just trying to shut you out of mainstream television and print. They're also trying to shut down and restrict the web. Can you speak to that?
You know, and that's really common in other countries because I travel, you know, extensively, and you have to register websites, and you have to, you know that if you're, you know, on the Internet that there are some sites that they're going to block, and you will be, you know, but they're overt about it. You know, in the United States, we know that we're being spied on via the Internet, but, you know, at least they're covert about it. And they've gone to the length to take away our non-biased news on the television. They've gone to great lengths to do that. There's no more fairness doctrine. Nancy Pelosi can be on all the shows everywhere, you know, promoting her book or promoting her corporate malignant vision for America, but we can't demand equal time. And that's just something that they've been working on very hard for the past few decades.
But then that's the other problem is the fairness doctrine, and I would be, you know, for it. If they're going to have Nancy Pelosi on, you're a real candidate against her, you should be on those shows. But the point is they would then use that to shut me down and say, well, since Pelosi doesn't want to come on your show, you just can't talk bad about Pelosi, you know, kind of like the, quote, campaign finance reform that just doubled the amount corporations can give but restrict citizens. But you're right. They are just giving her lavish coverage and really trying to shut you down. But your campaign is exploding and is surging. Tell us about that.
Well, that's why it's so important for people to support us financially. If you can't come out to San Francisco to help, we are, of course, having an influx of people from all over the country here coming to help us. Just like Camp Casey, people came from everywhere to help, except for San Francisco is much nicer than Crawford, Texas. So, you know, invite everybody to come out. But if you can support us financially, anything, $5, $10, $25, up to the maximum donation of $2,300, that helps us get our message out. All we need to be able to do is buy airtime on TV, buy airtime on the radio, get billboards, get my face up on buses, spread our message to San Francisco.
And stay there.
We've
got a break. We're going to come back and we'll talk about that. You know, that way we'll do what?
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 16, 2008. Gold opened this morning at $784.40. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $808.25, $404.12 for half ounce, and $202.06 for quarter ounce. That's $808.25, $404.12, and $202.06.
70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. Loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Corsi's Iran leads attack against the U.S. dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, Cindy, you got cut off by that last break. You were making a point.
Well, I just think that our campaign is going to make up in ground forces and in energy and enthusiasm. We have people knocking on doors. We have zone captains figuring out how to blanket their zone. And, you know, studies have shown people just need to see somebody's name three times, and they're more likely to vote for them. Well, you know, the people of San Francisco know me. Know what I stand for, know that I, you know, am honest and that I do have courage to lead. I do have courage to tell unpleasant truth. But just because something is unpleasant doesn't mean it's not true. And if we don't confront these issues, we're not going to be able to solve them. And to ask people to sacrifice, you know, people in America haven't been asked to sacrifice since World War II, and we're a nation, and this is a district that's filled with such human talents and gifts and wealth, and we have a history of being able to pull together when we have to pull together, but nobody's asking anybody to do this.
Well,
so
Cindy, I've got an idea.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys are commission says Zogby poll, but don't let them add their questions. I've done polls before.
Uh-huh.
Make it fair and just, have it say Nancy Pelosi has, basically said she wants to continue the war. And Cindy Sheehan says that she wants to end the war, and have a few questions like that. And then poll, say 2,000 San Franciscans. I think you're going to win that. And then you can use that to get a lot of media attention and show people that you can win. There's that.
Well, actually, Alex, that's what we are working for right now. And we have to have about $20,000 to do that. So we're fundraising right now
to
commission a poll like that.
Who told you it was
$20,000? Our political consultant.
Well, I've done a few polls. You can just do a one-off poll with Zogby or something for $5,000-$6,000, and they'll ask almost 2,000-3,000 people.
All right on. Well, we definitely will check into that, because that is something that we want to do, and we agree with you. When a poll comes out, and there have been some bot polls done here that haven't been what they call a sampling, a good sampling, but I have overwhelmingly beaten Nancy Pelosi in those polls. So I think that, like you said, would garner a lot of media attention, donations.
Well, see, I didn't know you'd already been beating her in spot polls, which is common sense. You need to have those polls out ahead in case they cheat you. That'll be ammo in the recount, or showing the machines are fraudulent, to say, look, I won in this poll. Maybe your consultant may be getting sold. And I'm not saying they're not a great consultant. I don't know who they are. Your consultant may be getting sold on larger, bigger packages. They try to sell you.
Could be.
But I'd call up Angus and Reed. I'd call up Mason Dixon. I'd call up Zogby. I'd spend $5,000 a piece. I'd get three different polls, but I would not let them insert their own questions. They are out of control. But make it fair so everybody can read the questions.
Uh-huh.
When you put the press release out, Nancy Pelosi said that she would end the war, and I have a quote. She did not. She says continue it. Cindy Sheehan says that if elected, this is her plan to do it. On this issue, who would you vote for? Or with leaving issues out, people know the issues. Say, who would you vote for, Nancy Pelosi or Cindy Sheehan? You are going to win that. My political gut tells me, and then you're going to have that tool. But I know you've got help, so
the thing that we're battling here in San Francisco is the Democratic machine. All the unions are endorsing Pelosi. The Democratic clubs, of course, are endorsing Pelosi.
And so they're endorsing war now.
Even though her stance on the issues of war, accountability, the environment, labor, everything that these people hold dear are, exactly opposite of what they believe that they're endorsing her, because it is just a big Democratic machine town. So we have to overcome that, and it has to be more issues-based.
And again, you have that ruling order where you've got 90-plus percent against the war. Everybody loves you in San Francisco, but the machine loves the power.
Right. Then it just, the machine just exists to perpetuate itself, and they'll run over anybody who gets in its way, even if somebody that does have integrity and courage, and who is right on all the issues that San Francisco cares about. And Nancy Pelosi is wrong on all of those issues. So that's what we have to have the money to be able to get out to the 8th District. But like I said, there's just people pouring in from all over to help us. We have to expand our campaign. We can't sit in this office anymore, thank God. It's just becoming a real enthusiastic, energetic, committed. People are quitting their jobs to work on this campaign. People are moving to San Francisco to work on my campaign.
Cindy, can you do 10 more minutes with us so we can take a few calls and also tell folks how they can donate?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, we're going to come back and take a few calls specifically for Cindy Sheehan about her campaign or about the larger election. 1-800-259-9231. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
on September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
Call my name out your window when I'm leaving. I won't even turn my head. Don't send your kin folks to give me no talking.
I'll be gone.
I'll be gone, like I said. You'd say the same old thing that you've been saying all along.
Lay there in your bed and keep your mouth shut till I'm gone.
Don't give me that old familiar crying, cussing moan. Understand you're
had a
man.
Had a fungus in our system when it rains, it pours.
Understand.
Genesis system's down and so is ours. It's back up now. We have Cindy Sheehan back on with us. Folks, you can call us on our local line. She'll be with us about 10, 15 more minutes this segment for questions about the campaign, about the two parties, about how once you get off their skin color or their sexual gender, there's really no separation. It's just different flavors of the same corporate lies. 888-201-2244 is the number here in my studio, 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. And we'll take a few calls for Cindy Sheehan. Cindy, before we run out of time, how do people help the historic campaign? I want to add, 50-something days away from the election.
Actually, 49 days.
Wow. I've been thinking 50 so long. 49 days.
Yeah.
there's so many, and even if you lose, it'll expose the voting machines. You will educate people. You will show how both parties are controlled. It's all part of the fight. If we don't stand up, we don't build movements, and the two parties have a 9% approval rating, they're being discredited. This is an important process, and that's why I just thank you for what you've done standing up to these people just in a dogged fashion. So what's the different basket of tactics and things listeners can do to help you?
Well, we're downloading the voter rolls onto Google Docs, and they'll be able to go into our website and pull out a list of maybe 10 voters in San Francisco that they can phone bank or they can send messages to, things like that that aren't very expensive that people from around the country can do. We will be here in San Francisco doing a lot of phone banking, a lot of door-to-door contact with voters. And like I said, anybody can go on our website, cindyforcongress.org, cindyforcongress.org, and just donate anything that you can. We our campaign is supported by total grassroots donations. We haven't received or taken one PAC contribution, one corporate contribution, and we've raised over $400,000 so far. And if we could just have $100,000 more between now and November 4th, we would really be able to blanket this city with our message.
Well, I would also keep a little bit back for lawyers and the force.
Oh, absolutely. We're on Election Day. We're all about election protection and about getting lawyers right there to challenge the vote because, you know, like we said, the system just exists to perpetuate itself.
And it's not like we're firing blanks. People have gone to prison in Ohio and other states for stealing elections, but unlike these rigged elections, you're not like some of the people we've seen in the past who will stand down.
Oh, heck no. We're going to fight for every last vote to make sure every vote is counted properly, to challenge the voting system. And this election, you know, won't be over one way or the other on November 4th, like you said. Where if it turns out that, you know, somehow Nancy Pelosi got more votes than us, we will challenge every vote. We will challenge. We have a hotline for people to call if there's any kind of voter suppression or voter fraud or any kind of hanky-panky. I have seen myself on the voter rolls at the Department of Elections how they scrub people off the voter rolls. So we also have to do a lot of voter registration and a lot of education about the right to vote and the right to have your vote.
Absolutely,
counted.
Folks. Do not procrastinate. Donate now. If you live in California or somewhere else, go door to door now. We have to punish Nancy Pelosi. I mean, if we reward somebody, it's not much of a reward. It'll be torture for her up in Congress. But to send this great patriot up there who will ring the alarm bells and ask the serious questions. And Cindy, I know you're going to be busy, but Election Day and the day after, whatever happens, please tell your folks to put you in for this show so that we can have that, you know, as that breaks, whatever's happened. But again,
well, of course, absolutely.
But I mean, as you said, though, you are winning in the little polls they're doing locally, which, of course, is common sense. If you don't win, there is definitely fraud. You already have name recognition. You are her worst nightmare. And as this all, I mean, what word are you getting on the street? What are people saying?
Well, actually, the energy and the positive responses have been overwhelming since we got on the ballot. People really recognize that this is a serious campaign and that it is a campaign for the people and not for the corporate elite. And we have been able to hire more staff that get out there. And when I get out there, of course, it's overwhelmingly positive. But they're hearing very few negative comments, and they're able to talk with people who say, well, you know, I support Nancy. Nancy's not doing that bad of a job, or she's doing the best she can. And when we educate people and are able to talk to them, they change their minds, and they say that they're going to vote for me. So the word on the street is very positive. And, of course, like I said, we're battling, we're battling this almost, you know, undefeatable machine here in San Francisco, but it's not like I am just Sarah Smith running against, you know, Joe Jones in Montana. This is Cindy Sheehan running against Nancy Pelosi. This is Cindy Sheehan, you know, the voice of the people running against, you know, the Speaker of the House. And I think that this will fundamentally put a wound in the system. And everybody in Congress, when we beat Nancy Pelosi, when we beat her, not me, when we beat her, everybody in Congress is going to say, whoa, our jobs are now performance-based, and we're going to have to be responsive to our constituents, not our corporate lobbyists.
Well, it's a true David versus Goliath scenario, and it shows how controlled the corporate media is and the good job they're doing keeping the people uninformed, that a lot of people in San Francisco wouldn't know that Pelosi was supporting the war in her statements, in her votes, and her actions. But you're right. As soon as the facts are presented, you even get those that weren't supporting you. So it's all a fight here to get the word out. Give us the phone number so people can call and donate. Give us the website.
Okay, it's 415-621-5027, and our website is cindyforcongress.org.
All right, I want to go ahead and take some phone calls. But, you know, before we do that, give the number out again slowly. Give the web address out again for folks.
Okay, 415-621-5027. And the website is cindyforcongress.org.
cindyforcongress.org. And listeners, whether she wins, loses, draws, it doesn't matter. We win by fighting back.
It's a win-win situation for the people.
Well, there's some people on YouTube that edit together my show to make it sound like I'm being incongruent or engaging in doublespeak. You know, I talk about election fraud. I talk about rigged voting machines, and then I say, go out and vote, go out and be involved, go out and poll watch. I'm saying, don't let them take our process, and don't go quietly into the night, and go out there everywhere you can and expose this. We've sent a bunch of people to prison. The American people in like 7-8 years, I've seen the polls, have gone from maybe 10% knowing there's election fraud to over 90% in national polls. People know about Diebold. They know about Sequoia. They know about Hart Intercivics. They know now people are going to jail. We're winning that fight, too. More of their executives are going public. More of their programmers are going public. You know, I'm saying be involved. Vote. Get involved.
Well, I never thought that I would run for Congress or any elective office because of all of these, challenges that you bring up. But if we just give up and say that they won, then they have won. And we can't let them do that. And like I said before, our voices, they can't silence our voices no matter how hard they try. So I just think that you, by saying that just give up and don't go vote, don't be involved in the process, don't do this, don't do that, you're just saying that it's fine then the neocons have won.
Absolutely. We've only got about 6-7 minutes left with you. Let's take some phone calls. John in Oklahoma, you're on the air with Cindy Sheehan.
Hello, Cindy.
Hello, John.
This is not pertinent to your particular race, but it was something that I noticed about the Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton when they were running together. It was about 6 or 9 months, 8 months ago.
You mean running against each other?
Yeah, when they took that drink, when they were all taking the drink, Hillary was like, whew, yeah, is this all I got to do to be president? And Barack Obama was like, if you look at the film photos, I mean, I'm sure you guys are a lot smarter than
No, we're not. In fact, I don't know what you're talking about.
Drink. Well, when Barack Obama took that drink of wine, it barely touched his lips. I believe he is a closet Muslim. And he's just hiding under. Isn't there something in the Quran about?
Yeah, when you're in amongst the quote enemies, keep yourself low.
There you go.
Listen, I appreciate your call. It doesn't matter. You know, we hear all this talk. He is bought and paid for by powerful corporate interests. The president is a puppet now under the COG system. To say, you know, to get into him being a Muslim, to get into him not being, to get into him this or that. It doesn't matter. He's bought and paid for by the global corporate interest. And, you know, to get involved, well, McCain's bad. We better vote for him because we can't trust Barack Obama. It doesn't matter. We have to stop being fooled into believing that these people aren't corporate stooges. Cindy?
Well, I agree with you. It doesn't matter if Barack Obama is a Muslim or not. And if he is, he sure does a good job of hiding it or being in the closet, because he sure has been very vocal in support of Israel and, you know, taking down Muslim countries for Israel. So, you know, I think that even if he was a Muslim, it wouldn't have, you know, it wouldn't make that much difference. It's not supposed to make a difference. You know, I wish that we didn't hear about religion and politics, that we're not voting for the Pope of America, we're voting for the President of America. And it doesn't really matter to me, and it shouldn't matter to other people what religion anybody is.
Well, I agree with you. They just use that as a political football.
It's a wedge issue, and Palin was totally just to pander to the religious right in this country who don't, you know, the Jesus that I grew up.
Well,
and Gloden New is nothing like it.
Well, look, I mean, it's a fraud as well. I mean, if this should insult Christian conservatives, you know, the fact is McCain isn't for the issues they want. And so all they're doing here is, as you said, just using her to add some novelty. Oh, she's a woman. Oh, she's Christian. Oh, she's, you know, she's a pro-gun. And you're absolutely right. It is nothing but an attempt to sucker conservatives back to the table. Let's take another call. Let's talk to Michael in Ohio. Michael, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you, Alex. And hello, Cindy. And Cindy for president and 1-2. How's that? Cindy, I just wanted to, in fact, I've been battling something called chemtrails for many, 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 many years. I've been on all radio shows. I haven't been on Alex's yet, but he knows a lot about them. And the thing with the chemtrails in the Bay Area in California transcends all the politicking.
It, yeah, remember when Arnold wanted to spray the pesticides?
Yeah, the brown apple moth butterfly, that is an isocyanate, extremely toxic, but Pelosi, in fact, and all the other people out there that, in fact, are supposed to be our elected officials, ignore this. This particular issue transcends all of that.
Yeah, what he's bringing up is what Kucinich wrote about in a bill, I think, 6 years ago, the declassified weather modification and other classified programs. What would you do in Congress to look into that, Cindy? Oh, we lost her. That's why we lost her earlier.
Well, that's strange. I was going to tell her about something that I wrote in.
Oh, our phone systems are fun, let me tell you.
Yeah.
And this new studio, man, I want as many backups as possible. Because this internet phone business is not the way to go. See, we have regular phone lines here, but not enough to take your calls and have Cindy on.
They're not friendly.
Then we have people on IP phones to call into the show, and Genesis is doing something similar, and it just needs to stop. It just doesn't work. It isn't backed up enough. That's why other major radio networks still use landlines, because they sound better, they work better, they are better. It's been figured out. And so, by the way, I want that in the new studio. I want a 5 regular line backup in my studio, and I'll just take more and more over it myself. But we'll just say bye to Cindy right now and let you go, too. Send me your info. Send it to Trey@InfoWars.com. Say your name's Dr. Michael Castle.
Yeah.
So just send that over. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Al.
You bet. Take care. Look, we had Cindy Sheehan on, and that's what matters, and that's a done deal now. Let's go ahead and take another call here from Leo in Mass. Leo, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Howdy. Is Cindy still there?
No, she's not.
Okay. Anyway, I think that the people calling in from the outside is the most dangerous thing she could ever do. That's really like curtains, because you don't have any control over who's doing the calling. So get back to her and make sure that she doesn't do that.
What are you talking about?
Cindy was talking about having people calling in to the people, to the prospective voters. And doing it in an unregulated atmosphere is the most dangerous thing you can do, and letting people do things on their own.
Well, a lot of political parties will act like they are phone bank volunteers and call up and say horrible things to people. That's some dirty tricks. But, you know, I think things should be unregulated. I mean, it's People are allowed to call who they want. They're allowed to pamphleteer who they want. It's that bottom-up structure, that unregulated system that has been so successful throughout history. So, you know, I mean, it's even worse to have only a top-down integration, vertical integration.
Anyway,
hey, do me a big favor. If you want to be on this show, will you turn off whatever radio or TV show that is on the background?
Oh, yeah, right. Okay, it's off.
I'm going to let you go. I appreciate your call. It's just too noisy in the background as it wasn't off. We're going to come back, and I'm going to have open phones throughout the show, more of the economic news, a bunch of big military developments, too, between Israel and Iran, the U.S. We're going to cover all that and then get back into your calls at 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. We're on TV in here, and there's a fly flying around. Somebody get me a fly swatter.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate, only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photoblocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photoblocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photoblocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs?
Question:
do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the New World Order.
You really can't make things up like this. Reuters. City uses DNA to fight dog poop. There's 2,000 dead on the Texas border in the first 9 months of 2008. Rocket attacks, truck bombs going off, police and being killed. There is a literal drug war raging between the CIA and other drug cartels to control the narcotics. No one knows about it. Literally 99% of the public have no idea. I mean, it's worse than Iraq. We're into like year number 5 of this, but it's getting worse. and cities are going around to bus people, dogs, who are pooping in the park and not being cleaned up with DNA going after the animal. We're going to talk about that. I've got a bunch of other news. Georgia is still claiming Russia snuck attacked them. The New York Times is acting like it's serious and has some weight. And you read the evidence, and it isn't evidence. Ukraine's government falls apart. Cheney goes to Ukraine and says, stick behind us. Don't worry about the Russians, and their government falls apart. Basically, a pro-Russian group's pretty close to taking it over. So the elite is not omnipresent. They're not all-powerful. They're trying to be with this casual society, technological straitjacket, technological dehumanization grid that they're putting into place. And it's Pentagon designed for that. But if we say no to it now, there's no way they'll get away with it. Also, Israel's waging secret war with Iran. And then stuff like this. Teach the pleasure of gay sex to children as young as five, say researchers. How about you don't teach anything about sex to children, because perverts always want to do this as an excuse to get involved with your children. Sex education is about eugenics. It's about teaching children that having children is bad, that sex is somehow bad, that marriage is stupid, that abstinence is stupid, so they can corrupt them. I mean, they want to teach second, third, fourth graders about things that I didn't know about until I was 12 or 13. And then that destroys their innocence and sexualizes them. They've got studies in Europe and the U.S. where you put up anti-smoking billboards, and smoking gets worse. People think it's rebellious. They want to do it. They're also introduced to it. Federally funded since 1990, death education in schools has radically, hundreds of percentile points. It's incredible. Go look it up for yourself. Different numbers, but they're all way up. Depending on how you look at it, but they're all up. Different ways of measuring, but all those indices are up. And they teach them how people hang themselves. They shoot themselves. They take pills when they get depressed. And, you know, all these 12-year-old girls kill themselves. 11-year-old girls going, well, they taught me how. You know, and then they kill themselves. They have a death education class in big schools, and usually some girls every year in that every school, they go home and kill themselves. Again, and then if you, it says here, teach the children how great, quote, gay sex is and how a queer lifestyle, that's a term they use. They've taken that derogatory term and like made it a good one. How about you keep your hands off the kids, perverts? So I'm going to cover that after I cover the foreign war news. Before I end this hour, I've done 3 hours now without a single plug for the 19 films I've directed and produced, and the one film I've produced. I've made 20 films total. Fabled Enemies is out. It covers how the continuity of government, shadow government, carried out the attacks, how the different intelligence agencies were tied in, how the hijackers were just government patsies. I hope you will take action now. And I hope you will go to Infowars.com and for your library, your collection. But most importantly, so you can make copies of them and give them to people and show them to folks. Buy one copy. Have a few parties. Show them to people. Every little bit is big in the final equation. Many hands make light work. So get Fabled Enemies, get Truth Rising, Terror Storm, Endgame at Infowars.com or watch them super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.